This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in the studios. Hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, I did. It was a nice weekend. Got to go to the Devon and got out on the boat a little bit last
night. How was the, I'm assuming you went to see Three Dog Night?
Man, were they old.
Yeah.
They did a great job, but I mean, they...
Okay, well, I'll be 55 on October 7th, and I was like a child, like a kindergartner, when my parents had their records. So, they're old.
And it was my childhood, too, in my teenage years. You know, Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog loved that song when I was probably 10.
Yes.
So, you know, I mean...
Do the math.
But they... I'm very happy to be 60-something.
No, I meant do the math on them.
One of them was 78 or 79.
Crazy, right?
And so, but they're still moving. And they brought out a chair for one guy at one point going, you know, he needs... But he didn't sit for very long. He just kind of take a break. He said he'd had hip replacement or something and... Bless his heart, but you know they were good. The music was still there. People were singing.
How was the crowd?
It was really good.
Yeah,
really good.
And people enjoyed it.
Absolutely,
it's like comfort music in a way, right?
Well, you know the words, you understand the music.
You know,
and it's all people about my age. So
sure, Papa told me. there you have it. Can we get a chair, please? Bill had a hip replacement surgery a few months ago.
He's not busting a move like he used to.
No, I get it. Well, as long as everyone had fun and it sounded great, there you have it. This weekend is the last weekend, official weekend. We still have Decatur's Got Talent coming up in October. But the official season of the Devon Amphitheater wraps up this weekend.
This summer just... flew by, and I'm not really sure why, because I feel like I was more busy than usual.
Pent up for, 18 months, able to go out and do some things.
Absolutely.
Yet the community continues to struggle, and if you look at just between September 10th through September 17th, there were 11 COVID-19 related deaths, and the cases are still surging. I don't know what we'll see this afternoon sometime. What the weekend numbers look like. Hospitals are still strained, I'm assuming.
They are. And part of it is, Brian, healthcare workers are so fatigued. And many of them, we've seen a lot of nurses in the community basically taking a break in their career. Mm-hmm. And whether it's to stay home or to look at some other things, but just, they're exhausted. They came through, going into last fall is when we started to see it get bad here in October, November, December, January. It was terrible. And you had nurses and doctors and healthcare techs that made it through what we all expected was the worst thing ever. And it's not over. I mean, I think we went into spring and summer thinking, okay, sigh of relief. We have the vaccine. People are getting vaccinated. This is the end. And
or at least that the end might be in sight. Yes.
Yeah. And it's not at all. And I'll go, I've talked about this for a while, but early on in the pandemic, Drew Early said something that I thought was really profound. And this is back when we were just trying to get everybody tested that needed to be tested because they'd been exposed and we had cars lined up around the Civic Center. He said, we've got to learn how to live with COVID. And I think that is probably the truest statement of all, because it's not going to go away. We are going to see different strains of it. And I think the vaccines will continue to evolve and hopefully we can get a handle on this. So that
we're not going to get a handle with 42% vaccinated. Right?
No, we're not.
We're not going to get a handle. I was reading Councilman Horn's LinkedIn post last night. According to his numbers from June 11th, which was the day that we entered into phase five, through the last report from the Macon County Health Department, the total number of confirmed cases of all ages combined increased 30%. In children 0 to 9, the number of cases have increased 62%. And the number of cases in children 10 to 19 have increased 53%. The 0 to 19-year-olds have made up 30% of the new cases in Macon County since that June 11th date through September 17th.
And we really shouldn't be surprised by those numbers, considering our low vaccination rate.
And the fact that more older people have been vaccinated than younger people.
And, a lot of the precautions that were in place, really enforced social distancing things. Most kids were not in school last year. They weren't. There are some private schools that were open, but now schools are open. Kids are around each other. There are places to go, things to do. And, you know, even though a lot of those activities are outside, you will not see very many people wearing masks. And knowing the number of, you know, just the percentage in our population that is not vaccinated.
Yeah, we take a small trip down the road to Taylorville.
Yeah.
Reading on Capital Facts on Friday, a 17-year-old student died of COVID-related pneumonia over, you know, this past week, and their very own school district balked at the statewide mask mandate. The superintendent there signed an open letter denouncing the state's mandate as a violation of local control. They tried to at first sort of not answer questions about this, and then tried to get out front of it. And now they say it's an unspeakable tragedy and there are no words. Yeah, there are. Wear a mask.
Well, Brian, the people who are getting really sick from COVID, the ones who are in the hospital, the ones who are dying, largely are unvaccinated. It's well over 90%. The people who are very, very sick are not vaccinated. And those people predominantly did not believe that they would get sick. They honestly didn't ever anticipate that they would be the ones, you know, on the other side of
an IV. They buried a 29-year-old woman in Kentucky over the weekend in the church that she was supposed to be married in that same weekend. And because she was buying into this fertility stuff and worrying about, you know, going into childbearing years. And same thing, Nicki Minaj is pushing out to like 20 million followers. I don't get it. I don't understand it at this point. I mean, we're so far past. I mean, I get that the misinformation is out there. I get that there's a lot of sources that are spreading bad news. Talk to your doctor.
And you know, Brian, there are people in the healthcare industry that are resistant to the vaccine. And I really do not understand that, because these are people who base their livelihoods on science. And the science is on the side of the vaccine. And so I have a really hard time. And I just... it's like you have to get COVID before you believe it's real. And that
and
is
hopefully
tragic.
You can survive that, because all too often.
And hopefully you don't give it to your child or your grandmother. And then they're the ones who get it because you didn't do what you should have done.
All right. And yet they're readily available and they're out there. You can go to, and I know Dale and you know, Crossing and you know, the hospitals and the testing. We had a case where our 17-year-old was exposed at school. It was, I believe, 8 days later before contact tracing called.
And that's really not very effective.
I mean, it's not. We knew.
Right.
Because of just anecdotal evidence. And then we went and got the shield testing done, you know, last Friday. And thankfully, all of that came back. But, I mean, with a school district of like 8,600 kids, I mean, it's almost untenable. I mean, I don't even know how you operate.
Well, all of this is hard, and we tend to make it harder. But, Brian, there are also people out there who may know that they've been exposed, but they can't afford to be gone from work. And so they take a risk that puts other people at risk, too, by continuing to show up and go to work. And so I don't know how we overcome that, but it's... trying to change the mindset of people is kind of a stalemate.
Hard.
It's people are so dug in at this point. Incentives don't seem to move. And as much knowledge as you can put out there, as much information, it doesn't seem to matter.
I was reading about a school board member in Fargo who was either a dentist or a pediatrician. She was a healthcare professional who ran for the school board during COVID because, you know, people appreciated her expertise and all of that. And now they are trying to recall her from the school board because she voted in favor of masks in schools.
Wow.
I mean, it is just this turn on a dime kind of thing. And I don't see the kids having major problems with it. I'm not saying you don't have a kid here or there who comes in and said, we're filing an injunction. I mean, you know, that kind of language. But the vast majority of them.
And look, nobody likes wearing masks, you know, for hours on end. I mean, nobody does. And I think kids adapt to things more easily than adults do. But if you're not going to get vaccinated, please wear masks. Please, you know, distance yourself from others just for everybody's sake.
And yet life goes on.
It does.
And things are, you know, there will be a meme created today that I am only whatever because, you know, I'm encouraging people to go to the Devon Amphitheater and die, and I don't really care about COVID. And there'll be people that will go, oh, well, you're just a Nazi that wants to take over everyone's life and everything in between. I think the sides, the noisy percentages of the sides has got to, or at least people just have to go, look, that is what it is, and it's just white noise, and let's try to live our lives, but do it as safely as possible.
The anger is what I don't understand, and it's anger on both sides, and I think you're right. I think that you've got really loud people who are very, very much to the right on this and much to the left on this, and it's the people in the middle that are suffering.
Yes.
And that's the majority.
Or people who are buying into this to reinforce whatever it is, whatever fear they have or anxiety they have or ignorance they have about any of the above. They just look for those voices that support their opinion, and emotionally that's enough.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. In, you know, when they talked way back when the web was being developed about the information superhighway and how we would have all this knowledge at our fingertips, I think we all thought it was going to be a great thing, and I think this is one of the examples of with every great thing comes the other side.
Well, and then when they build it with algorithms that are only going to reinforce your mm-hmm. opinion and show you what you want to see, you know, based on, I saw a Facebook ad on TV last night, Nick, you know, about, you know, first of all, do they advertise on TV a lot, or is that sort of abnormal?
It's somewhat consistent.
I guess I don't watch a lot of normal, I think I was watching The Walking Dead or something. Anyway, you know, about how, you know, these groups can come together and come to, and I'm like, it's like, that's the last thing I see. I mean, I know it's used for that. All I see is divide and conquer.
And just the divide in this country, I'm telling you, it's like the Civil War. I don't think this nation has been as divided.
Do you worry about, you know, you're taking leadership role in the municipal league, what this does for the potential of recruiting local candidates for office?
It was difficult before.
It's always been difficult.
It's always been difficult, but, you know, you had people who were willing to step up. Now, we did have a number of people who ran for city council in this last election, many of whom, you know, were relative newcomers that really wanted to step up and serve. But it is very, very difficult to get people to, you know, even filling boards and commissions in the city of Decatur is not always that easy because it comes with the potential that you're going to be, you know, hung up on social media or what have you. But, you know, I think overall the majority of people in this community are great people who want great things for this city. And hopefully, you know, as, you know, councilmen, mayors, we come and go, you know, but you really need to
have... there's fewer and fewer. And to me, it gets more watered down and more watered down and more watered down because decent people just won't put themselves through that. And I mean, I don't blame them.
You know, Brian, I don't either. And, you know, those are conversations that I have with people and I talk to them about running for office, you know, and just understand that it's out there. And that can really, because people have families, they have kids. And, you know, that's who takes it harder than anybody else. It's your wife or your husband and your kids. And, you know, they're just the innocent bystanders as you're trying to do public service.
Last night, or I actually should say approximately 3:23 a.m. On the 19th, Decatur police officers responded to the 1300 block of East Walnut and responded by finding a 17-year-old male and a 17-year-old female both shot in the head. And the female victim died as of the last update from the Decatur Police Department. The male's victim's injuries were considered life-threatening, but he was still alive. I don't know if you have any updated information on that.
Yeah, I don't have much, you know, but they were sitting in a car and were shot at, and now a young woman is dead. A young man is fighting for his life, and this is completely unacceptable. And, Brian, you've got to believe that these are illegal weapons that are on the street, and they're coming from somewhere, and we need to get the weapons off the street. We need to get people put in jail, and they're going to be the people responsible for this will be found.
We've had a lot of this. Are they random or are they retaliation and response? I mean, I remember if I go back to the early 90s and what we went through with gangs in this community where there was a lot of this going on. It was, you know, one shooting then caused four or five or six shootings because it was all related to some sort of retaliation against some sort of offense taken by someone. And
I fully expect there to be another shooting today,
yeah,
quite honestly, because... They are random, but not random, because generally my understanding is, you know, you've got some gang elements here fighting it out, whether it's over a girl or over, you know, drugs or whatever their issue is or whatever the power structure is. But that doesn't mean when you go to random, you know, whether this young woman was involved or not, she was around people who somebody thought was. I don't think there's so much just shooting up in the air or shooting out in the street. However, we have had a lot of victims here. You know, one is way too many, but we've had a couple of small children hit, one inside a house, one in the backseat of grandma's car.
Yeah.
Because so that's the randomness, is they don't care. They're not just out to kill the guy or shoot the guy that they are at odds with. They're shooting up, and whoever's around, you know, bullets don't see faces.
There's no comfort in the fact that this is going on nationwide.
No.
And even
it's all
globally.
Over central Illinois. It's in Springfield. It's leaders are so frustrated.
Right.
And
what can you do?
And that's the big question. You know, it is, this needs to stop. I don't, honestly, you know, people take to the streets and they hold marches for peace and for answers, et cetera. I don't think that that's reaching the people that need it. In my opinion, it needs to be a crackdown from law enforcement. We need to get the guns off the street. We need to give police the ability to do their job to keep our community safe. And that is not the direction we seem to be going.
How can people help?
Well, number one, they need to speak up.
Generally, this stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. Nope. Somebody knows.
Everybody knows. You know, we've got new technology that enables us to do a lot more than we could 5 years ago. We have, you know, police body cameras. There are cameras all over the place. So we're going to find you. We will find you if you're responsible, but it sure would help if we had members of this community. This community needs to take the community back. And sitting, you know, in your house, and I understand that there are people who are afraid. Go to Crime Stoppers. That's anonymous. They're not going to know. But we need the information. We need the help.
Is that 423 tips? I think marketing must work, right?
I could just
recall that
you.
Right at the top of my head.
But dial 217 first.
Yes, absolutely. I still get stuck on that one a little bit. All right, we'll take one quick break. We'll be back to wrap things up with Mayor Julie Moore Wolf right after this. Stay tuned. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms up until around 2 p.m. It's going to be cloudy to start and sunny the rest of the way with a high of 84. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a chance of heavy rainfall and a low around 63 with some wind. For Tuesday, showers and heavy rain could produce some thunderstorms as well, high near 72. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees. Your WSOY time, 7:25.
Run with Sloan's on a John Deere Z740R Series Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. That's right, because we're all for keeping it simple. Get 0% for 36 months on the Z740R with a 54-inch deck starting at $223.58 per month. 0% for 36 months only. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong.
Power up with Sloan's.
Beautify your home with new doors and windows from Marvin. Get style along with functionality from Ultimate Clad Casement Windows that turn inside out for easy cleaning. Custom sizes are available for almost any door or window in your home with many colors to choose from.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Busey Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways Banking options at Busey are designed with your goals in mind. Busey Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Busey, your partner in building business and growing wealth. since 1868. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I would also be remiss not to mention that a suspect that was taken into custody over the last number of days also tried to run down one of our detectives with the Decatur Police Department, was later arrested after high-speed chase, found to have possession of a gun, as you just mentioned earlier. There are our men and women in law enforcement are out there in the absolute worst conditions. I talked to you earlier about running for city council or running for school boards. There's not a profession under more scrutiny, deserved or not, than the members of our police departments. They're out there trying to take these bad actors off the streets. There's a million excuses for the bad actors. No mistakes allowed on the other side. It's an incredibly tough job for our men and women in law enforcement.
It was tough before these times, Brian, but we've had, as you mentioned, the officer who was, thankfully, he was able to roll off the car so he didn't get you know, seriously injured or killed. We've had an officer who was, you know, a guy, he was ambushed, came up, fortunately was a bad shot and didn't kill him.
Yep.
You know, we can't, I don't know the answers, but, you know, our police officers are, who do we call when we need help?
I know, but this world is upside down where a neighborhood would rather take a chance of just getting randomly shot sitting in their couch by, you know, random gunfire from, you know, some retaliation of a shooting, you know, 10 days ago, then cooperate with the people who are sworn to protect and serve.
And not all of this is happening at 3 in the morning. A lot of it's happening in broad daylight, at 10 in the morning, at 4:30 in the afternoon on a major street in Decatur that's not in a bad part of the city. It's not limited to. So if you think this doesn't matter to you, you're wrong.
Crime Stoppers, it's anonymous. You can stay protected and do the right thing for the reason, the right reason.
And we need the help of the public.
Folks off the streets.
Absolutely.
Mayor, we appreciate you. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.